to another episode of Short Story Hunters, and I'm here again with Johnny. And Johnny, are you fed up with me yet?
Not yet, B, not yet.
But get in there.
Give it time. We've still got another seven episodes to run in this.
That means we're on episode six, are we?
Episode six of our first 12, yeah. Season one, as they call it in America.
Season one. We still haven't had cake, you know that.
No, we haven't. This is going to remind me of the cricket, you know, because cricket commentators got very famous for doing test matches, for digressing and talking about cake, and it became quite famous for it. So perhaps we could do that as well. We could sort of surreptitiously turn this into cake show, couldn't we?
Cake and beer. No, that doesn't go, does it?
No.
Cake and sort of a liqueur or something.
Yes, something tasteful, like a, I don't know, creme de menthe or something like that. I don't know.
We've got this lovely liqueur in Switzerland, and it's called Rötli.
Right.
And it sounds worse than it is. Well, like rotting, doesn't it? Rötli, Rötli.
I don't know.
And it's lovely. It's really, really nice. It's a speciality from the mountains.
What's it made from? What's its kind of main constituent?
It's a cherry liqueur, but you can't really tell it's cherry. It's more like caramel in flavour. And it's quite thick, and it's very, very dark. And you can drink it either cold or hot. And I heat it up and pour it over ice cream. It's lovely. And it mixes with chocolate.
It sounds very nice. I think we just knock this on the head and go make some of that, shall we? Well, back next week.
That was a quick episode, wasn't it?
Talking of episodes, I suppose we better tell people what we're going to do this week. What's our MO, or what are we going to talk about?
Well, we had a very nice submission from somebody, and that kind of prompted an idea. So what if we do jobs and being unfulfilled in the workplace? And I'm sure you've been unfulfilled in a workplace. I hear you sold doors once, didn't you?
I did, actually. I used to sell automatic doors. You know, you walk up to them and they go whoosh, whoosh, like Star Trek. And I used to sell revolving doors as well. And the amount of fun I had doing that was endless. And when one door closed, another door opened, and I started getting interested in writing.
Oh, interesting. Did you ever have one of those Peter Sellers moments?
No, I didn't.
We did it
as insiders in the trade, of course, we did see many, many automatic door mishaps, which were hilarious. But, they were kept within the industry because people normally got mangled in them. Not critically mangled, but, you know, they got their pride
hurt.
No, but they got their pride hurt. It was quite amusing.
Yeah, well, let's not have any of those doors today, shall we?
No, I don't think so. We'll put some barriers up and work around that.
I had a bit of a Peter Sellers moment the other day. I did this Zoom call. When we switched off the Zoom, I just fell off the chair. It just collapsed under me. And then the computer stand collapsed. It was, go to bed.
Yeah, well, I think that's one way of knowing you've been talking for too long, I suspect, when that begins to happen.
And start falling off the chair.
Yes.
I didn't fall asleep, though, so that's all right.
No, I was in a Zoom meeting the other day and somebody did look to me like they were falling asleep.
They probably were.
They probably were, I don't know. But anyway, so what's our first story today, then?
Well, the first story today is called Fried, and it's by Brian Weston. It's about a guy in a cafe, and the cafe isn't doing very well. He owned it, and COVID, of course, came along.
Very topical.
Very topical.
So this is really pertinent for the times we find ourselves in now.
Oh, a little bit about him as well. He's a father of three, and he started writing after he was recovering, or while he was recovering, from quite a serious illness. And he decided to do things he actually wants to do other than what he, something that he was meant to do other than what he ought to do.
Yes.
And he's decided to become an author. And apparently he's had some poetry and short stories already published online and in a magazine.
Yeah.
And he's finding writing therapeutic, and I can definitely relate to that.
Yes, me too. It's something that you hear so often, a thing which starts so many people off on their writing journey. So let's hear Fried now from Brian Weston.
Fried by Brian Weston. The smell of fried bacon slapped him in the face as he turned the corner. Stan's stomach growled. Opening the battered front door, the bell gave its customary welcome tinkle. The usual, Stan?
Morning. Yes, please, Sully.
Sully turned away and placed two bacon rashers, then the satisfactory noise of an egg being cracked and sizzling on the grill.
And a piping hot cup of tea, please, Sully. Bit nippy out there today. How's business, mate? Sully's shoulders slumped. Oh, not good. I don't know how much longer I can do this, you know. Stan nodded in sympathy. Yeah, I know what you mean. I was furloughed yesterday. Fur what? Sully looked confused. Furloughed. It means I'm still getting a bit of money. But I think that could be it. I reckon I'll lose my job. And then what? I'm a 50-year-old man. No one will employ me. Oh, Stan, I'm so sorry. This virus, huh? It's killing us in every way. Sully turned back to the griddle and flipped the bacon over. You know how much money I make yesterday? Stan shook his head. No, mate. £30 and some pennies. My family can't live on that. Look at this place. Normally this place would be packed. Sully looked around his empty kingdom, the ghosts of the past chattering at the empty tables. This government, what a joke, man. They say they would help. What help did they give me, huh? Sully turned back to the griddle. Why did I leave Cyprus for this? The sizzling of the griddle gave way to the noise of waves lapping the shore. Sully felt the sand beneath his feet, the warm sun healing his aching bones. In the distance, the smell of meat cooking on a grill.
That bacon looks pretty perfect there, Sully, mate.
The polite nudge from Stan brought Sully back to reality.
Oh, sure, Stan, sure.
On autopilot, Sully cut and buttered a roll, whipped the egg and bacon into it, and made the tea in the blink of an eye.
£3, please, Stan. Lovely, Sully. I tell you what, mate. When this is over, we should go to Cyprus, have ourselves a holiday, and who knows, maybe stay longer. Set up some nice little business over there.
Sully laughed.
Yeah, sure, Stan. Good idea.
Sully looked at Stan. He looked different.
I'm serious, mate. Why not? I mean, what's here? Think about it.
The look on Stan's face told Sully how serious he was. Stan picked up his tea.
Cheers, Sully. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow, Stan.
Stan looked back at Sully, smiling.
Promise?
Promise. The bell said its goodbye. And Sully stood listening to the quiet.
And you know, B, the fame of the show is beginning to spread far and wide, and we're getting submissions in our postbox from all around the world, actually.
Apart from Alaska. We haven't had anyone from Alaska yet.
So, if you do happen to be listening in Alaska, you know what to do. Send us one in. And as a matter of fact, the two stories we're featuring this week are both sent in by listeners.
Oh, and one more thing. Could all our lovely listeners please share us on their social media? That'd be wonderful, because the more people listen, the more people will hear these fabulous stories. So please spread the word far and wide. Thank you.
Yes, tell everyone, even random strangers become a right nuisance.
So no matter where you are in the world, please send us your stories, and you can do that by going, following the usual link at leetopia.com/hunters, and you'll find all the details there, and we're always looking for 500-word stories.
Yes, indeed, B, so we look forward to hearing from you. Don't be shy.
And shall we go on to the next story then?
You know, that sounds like a fine idea.
And it's called 10 Years From Now, and it's by Lisa Heidel. And Lisa writes flash fiction and short story, but also long-form fiction. And she also writes travel and personal essays and articles. And she's had work appear in various magazines and journals. And her first short story collection was released back in 2017. And she's currently completing her second short story collection, as well as a full-length novel.
Well, she certainly is busy. And what's this story she sent us? What's it called, B?
Well, like I said, it's 10 years from now. You're not listening, are you?
Help! Where am I?
And it's a story about Shane, who's looking back at his career, well, his life really, and he has currently got a job at a meatpacking plant, but he's not all that satisfied with his job.
Okay, so let's hear it now.
Ten Years From Now by Lisa Heidel. It was Shane's 10-year anniversary on the butt line at Dewey's meatpacking plant. He'd taken the summer job after high school graduation to make enough money to move to Chicago with John and Kurt, his buddies from the football team. But for the last decade, he spent 8 hours a day separating pork shoulder into halves. At the interview, he'd been so nervous he had to trap his hands between his knees to stop the shaking. When Mr. Picard asked him questions, he mostly gave one or two word responses.
Are you punctual?
Yes.
He didn't mention the 12 late slips from senior year.
Are you a hard worker?
I am. The pained look on his mum's face when his counsellor said he wouldn't be going to college with his GPA and test scores.
And where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Shane responded with a joke.
God willing, laid up in my bathrobe getting worksman's comp.
Mr. Picard laughed and slapped the table.
Best response I've heard all day.
He left the interview and met up with John and Kurt at the quarry. Kurt had taken a six-pack from his dad's refrigerator, and Shane waited until they'd finished the first beers before telling them about the job. They laughed so hard Kurt fell off the rocks and into the water. Shane and John followed him in, and for the rest of the day, all one of them had to say was, "Buttline," and laughter echoed off the granite walls. Kurt and John went to Chicago that fall. Shane stayed at Dewey's, bought a new truck, and became line supervisor. Now Shane looked around at his co-workers dressed in heavy coats, hairnets and goggles. He knew they were going to surprise him with an anniversary cake, his name in blue icing. Most of them were content with their lives, happy to have a consistent paycheck. He envied them. He turned on a saw and thought about swimming in the quarry, the hot sun on his skin, the cool water as he went under, his toes touching velvety silt, the hush of all sound except the beating of his heart. He hadn't been back to the quarry since his friends left town. Shane took off his left glove, enjoying the cold on his sweaty hands, and thought about the glib response he'd given to Mr. Picard. 10 years had seemed so far away. How could he have not known how quickly it would pass, how demanding time could be? Why didn't anyone tell him? He tried to imagine the next 10 years of his life, but all he could see was the pleasure of his comfortable mattress at night and the baked potato for dinner because he could no longer stomach eating meat. Shane took a deep breath and closed his eyes.
"Don't be a chicken,"
he whispered, as he reached towards the hum of the spinning blade in the cold, cold room.
And that was 10 Years From Now by Lisa Heidel. And sadly, it's hard to believe, but we've come to the end of the show again, B.
I suppose it's back to the day job then, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. We're going to, we're going to have to leave the lit lounge and the bloke with the funny shirt.
Do you know, and, I think we need to bribe him. We need to have our own personal table.
Well, we could, in return for sponsorship, we could actually sort of give him a mention, couldn't we?
What, just call him Mr. Shirt? Mr.
Mr. Shirt? Shirty?
Oh, you shirty. Mr. Hawaii. Yeah,
I think so. I think we could do that. We're babbling now.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah,
the
I think we are.
The music is starting, yeah. Isn't it?
Yes, it is. I can hear it. See you next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
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 Bye. Are you going?
Yep, I'm off.